I feel like this is like really.
Olivia, want some water, please? You can. Why you pull the table in closer?
I don't know.
That's so me.
Move the mic. There you go. Is that good?
You know when your heart sinks and you can see something happening and it's no motion, and then you're just like, I don't see anything because I'd have let that fall.
You'd have let it go over and then we'd have had to start clearing up. Oh my God, right. Yeah, no, not
I
good.
Think that might be the conversation started already, to be fair. You can try to spill a glass of water everywhere.
It's not the usual setup, and it's like...
an excuse for the new carpets that you wanted.
Yeah, and then no drawing on my new carpets. I don't know how you're going to get the position of
you. You acting like I've been drawing like Super Mario on the carpets and colouring dinosaurs or something. No, it's like little circles for the tripods, that's it.
And the chairs.
Yeah.
To make sure everything's in place.
Yeah.
On my carpets.
Why do you need a drawer on the carpet?
Well, it's just because where the tripods are, you got a good figure of where the always are.
Oh my God, you've actually got a pen dot for every leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I take them off.
Cream carpets.
On my cream carpets.
Could you have not used a bit of tape?
I said that and like, we don't have any tape. We haven't got time.
We could have done, but...
But you're
but I've got an idea, Ben. I've just got to...
Draw on the carpet with a Sharpie.
In, you're an all-in type of guy.
Literally.
Black
literally.
Pen and
a
margarita.
Yeah.
That is it.
Brilliant.
So that's it, guys. Welcome back to the Swing Up Podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we've got some special guests here today. Some say these guests are the trucker babes of the industry.
Trucker babes.
They actually did a feature on Open House Season 2 towards the end as well. So guys, please welcome Ben and Nicole.
Which camera am I looking at?
You can look at any camera. You can look at any camera you want.
You don't even have to look at a camera. Okay. It's fine. I'm like...
Yeah.
Wait for the
people.
No, we're excited to be on here. I mean, like, we've watched quite a few of your podcasts.
You seen season one?
I haven't watched all of them.
Fuck's sake, Ben.
You're not a hardcore podcaster.
No, but to be fair, I did start watching them a few last week, and yeah, they're really good.
This is not like a usual podcast setup. It's more of a conversation.
Yeah.
And then we always go into it like you're like, I'm not prepared. I'm like, we always go into them. Never prepared.
Yeah, never prepared, aren't we?
Never prepared.
Yeah, season whatsoever. One, we'd do it at like 11:30 on the night on a Saturday because we're like, shoot, we've got a podcast to go tomorrow. So we'd be like, fuck, we need to get
and then we'd
out.
Sit on these chairs and be like, right, what are we talking about now? You go? Have you got an idea? No? I'm like, right, just scrolling through Instagram just to make sure if there's anything there.
If there's any
like,
questions, yeah. But this is not about us, Olivia.
This is not about
the Swing Up app today.
Nobody wants to know about us. Everybody knows everything about us now.
These are already famous now. Everyone knows about us.
I'm interested.
The Swing Hub's up there. Fabs now down
there. <It's going around.
laughs> See ya.
But you guys actually got a good story. I feel like I'm leaning over. Let me just bring this closer.
See, you're going to knock the water over now.
Yeah,
aren't
what's
you?
This?
If you knock the water there, that's expensive.
You've got a podcaster.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah, no, it's all good. Hey, I got it covered. Back to what I was saying. What were I saying? You guys have got a story anyway, but I want to take it all the way back.
Okay.
When did you first meet? How old were you?
Oh, I was 19.
Yeah.
So I was 19 and I was in the army and I'd only been split up from my ex for about 6 months and then one of my friends got me on Tinder, of all places.
You met on Tinder?
We met on Tinder.
Who's slid into whose DMs, though?
Right, so I slid into his DMs. you were the only person I'd messaged on there. And you know when you become... you become a match. I forgot, it's that long ago. So we became a match and I didn't hear anything. And then like 3 days had gone by.
I just had so many DMs.
Mate, I was going to say that.
I couldn't cope.
I bet you were too busy slinging your dick about it.
I was too.
Well, I just think like, because he was the only person I'd actually took an interest to, I was just waiting and waiting for a message, but nothing. And I thought, I can't let this one slide. So I messaged you first.
Did you double message?
Did I what?
Double message.
No.
Like, did you send a message and you go, oh, you fuckface, why have you not messaged me back?
No.
No, just a single
reply.
Yeah.
He replied and then he thought it would be funny because obviously you get to know each other on this app and he'd asked me how tall I was for some reason. Then I'd asked him how tall he was And he said like 5'3" or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
And that was it. Like, I couldn't do it. I was like, I can't be with someone smaller than me because I'm a tall girl anyway.
That was the day we were supposed to meet as well, weren't it? That was that day.
Yes.
And I said, oh, by the way.
And
yeah,
I was ready to shut it all down.
Right.
I was like,
the conversation just changed from there on in. It was like, it's obviously a big factor.
But big up all the short kings out there, though, right? Yeah. Because, you know.
Well, I'm a tall girl.
You are a tall girl.
I'm extremely tall.
How tall are you? You're like
5'11".
5'11".
Yeah.
And then going out with a 5'3".
Could you imagine that? So, yeah, it changed everything. I was like,
luckily, I'm just 5'11", so it
works.
So
you just kind of...
We're the same height.
You know, as long as she's got a small heel on.
Is that why you have to wear... You wear like a heel shoe then, dear?
I have to wear a Cuban heel.
He's got wedges in his shoe.
Hey.
No, when the like big chunky trainers came into fashion, you were I'm winning now.
Pumping
it up some
couple of inches. Makes me 6 foot.
He's got wedges in his shoes, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So did you meet up then, or did you kind of ditch him?
So the funny thing is, when we first met, so I went over to her, where she was in the army, where she was based, over to her house.
I had to book him on a camp and everything.
I had to go and get my photo took in the guard room, and I just like, and they're like, who are you there to see? And I was like, oh God. And then... The thing is,
the guard room knew why you were there.
You're probably like,
he's going to get some fucking pussy out of there. And I bet you're on Facebook going, who's Nicole?
Yeah, I bet
they were. Does anybody know her?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But that day, I had two cars at the time, and I'd got this old, like, vintage BMW, like a classic BMW M5. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be flash and go in that.
Mm.
I went in that car, and then when I left really late that night, I went out, and it had a really bad habit of sometimes the battery would go flat.
Right.
And I went out, I remember walking out to it, and everything just felt real slow motion because she was watching me at the door, and I'm just walking to this car like
waving
him off.
I'm like, you had better start now. And I went in, put the key in, and it just went.
Oh my god, you're like battery. I'm stuck on camp. Oh my god.
I just looked at her, I was like, you got some jump leads. She's like, yeah.
So she needed the jump start.
It was like midnight. Had to get the jump leads out and get this car going.
And it was love at first sight.
Yeah.
That was it. But it was funny because I think when we'd agreed to meet, obviously I said on cam because I felt safer there. And I kind of felt like he wasn't going to turn up because I thought, why is someone like him going to come and meet me? So I wasn't expecting him to turn up. So when he did, I saw him pull up outside and I was just like, shit, he's here. So I was quite a big drinker back then. So I literally, before I even answered the door, I reached for this bottle of vodka on top of my fridge and I think I'd necked half the bottle just in a one.
Pure nerves.
I was like, right, okay. Opened the door and then obviously we sat there, I had some wine on the go and we were chatting for hours and I could feel myself slurring and the slurring was getting worse and worse and worse.
It was.
But he didn't say anything until 2 years later and he just turned around one day and he went, you know that first night we met? Were you pissed?
Yeah. I just remember like talking to her on the sofa. And I remember thinking she was slurring and her eyes were all glazed over and I was like, oh my God.
I just think I overdone it on the nerve drink. Yeah. I was only meant to be a bit, but it was just too much.
So how long did you do in the army then?
7 years.
Seven years, a long time, innit?
Not long enough.
We've got something in common, haven't we? I used to be in the army, you used to be in the army.
Yeah, what did you do again?
I was Royal Signals.
Royal Signals, that was it. Yeah.
So what did you do? Is your bike still on? Is it falling off?
It's still on.
Is it still on or is it hidden behind? Oh, that's
hiding.
It.
Hiding.
All right, that's cool.
Hiding.
Just check it
on the flap.
Hey!
It'll be the first time. Yeah.
Such a filthy mind.
Where?
And how did you cope, Ben? Like, obviously, with Nicole being there. Cause did you go away while you were together as well? Or?
Not for long. I think the most you went away for was a couple of weeks.
It was just courses and stuff that I went away on. Yeah.
I think, yeah, to be fair, I did find it difficult at the start because obviously when she did go away, it was all like, it's just with a group of blokes, isn't it?
Mm.
And I, like at the beginning, you know, I was young as well, so it was difficult for me. But I think that's what's helped me develop, like, now, like, you do OnlyFans and stuff, like, and I literally don't get jealous anymore. And I think that's where my journey started, of, like, becoming not a jealous person.
Mm. And the trust in
there. And the trust. Yeah. And yeah, it's just grown from there, really.
All right. What did you do then? So what did you do for work? Well,
I was just working at builder's merchants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, literally just on tool and plant hire.
All right.
Yeah, you know, hiring out diggers and tools and delivering them and stuff like that. Yeah,
that's fair.
So nothing
to out there. That's it. No. And what year did you leave, Nicole?
The end of 2017.
Oh, I was still in then, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were still in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was medically discharged because I was a mental nutcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fighting guys in pubs and stuff.
She put my window through in my car. Yeah,
let me get some tea. Bang the fuck up. Let me just rewind. Okay, 2 minutes. Welcome back to season two, guys. Welcome back. Right, wait a minute.
Everything's coming out of this podcast.
Yeah. let's get some tea. Let's just rewind the fuck back. Yeah. Okay. First of all, nice bomb you've just dropped there.
Yeah.
So yeah. Take us back. Was this a little pay thing that grew, or?
Do you know what? It was my work's due. Right. She was on antidepressants at the time, wasn't you?
I was a mental nutcase.
Was it sertraline?
I was on sertraline, which you're not supposed to drink on.
You should
on.
Not drink on sertraline.
But fuck it, why not?
Yeah, and I said to her, I was like, look, because I just started this job and it meant a lot to me at the time. I was like, look, don't get pissed. She got pissed. Right.
It was free wine. So I had
how long did you get free wine?
It was free.
Get them off if it's free. Don't count, right? Don't get you drunk.
You can't.
And how long were you two together when this happened?
Not even 2 years, was it?
You've had some time, though. You built the foundations, right?
Yeah.
Right, so you got on this free wine, which doesn't count because it's free.
Exactly.
Yeah, get them off. What happened?
So basically, we got in the car to go home, and
I didn't want to go home.
She didn't want to go home. She was like, started getting all crazy.
Were
and
you
I was like,
the party pooper? You were the party pooper.
Yeah.
He was ready to go home. We'd got invited to someone's house for like an after party after this work's due, which is I was obviously all game for.
I ain't interested in that.
He said we'd go, so we got in the car for him to then. He basically just tried to get me in the car. So when I got in the car, that was when he was like, yeah, we're going home. So obviously I kicked up a big shitstorm. I was like, I'm not going home.
And then just started from there, but she got crazy. Like,
just a whack on his window, gone.
Yeah. Right. Was she like prodding you in the chest?
No.
And it's that way you knew that she was.
She was the one. Do you know what? I've never seen a punch like that in my life.
That evening was like make or break. I was like, do I want to...
He nearly rang the police on me.
Oh, she was being crazy.
How could you ring the police on a call for breaking your car window? No. This has been violent.
So the worst that's not even the worst part of that night. So the worst part was obviously I'd smashed his window. He had to pull up at the side of this road. I then got out the car, still going mad, and I was flagging other cars down, telling these people in the car, I didn't know him, he was trying to get me in his car.
I'm having to explain to these people, don't listen to her, it's my girlfriend, she's just being crazy.
Like,
and they're looking at me like, I don't know who to believe.
So yeah, I was a mental nutcase. And it wasn't until your dad and stepmum arrived at the scene.
I literally thought, I ring the police... Or I ring my dad, because I literally didn't know what to do with her.
Dad's fixed everything up.
I was like, Dad, Nicole's going crazy. You're going to have to get in now. And he come down with my stepmom, and
I ran away. I ran across some field, but it was a dead end.
So
they caught me.
And finally got you home, safe.
And then tomorrow, the next day, you're like, what happened?
Yeah, I kind of looked out the window because we actually stayed.
Do you want a cup of tea? Love you.
We had to stay at his dad's that night. So obviously I'd walk up at his dad's, looked out the window, saw the smashed car, and I was like, shit.
Do you know what? Good on you both, though, for like realising and talking about it. Because a lot of people are twirling on the carpet like it never happened. Yeah.
I think
you kind of
we'll laugh about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what sertraline and alcohol does.
Just start laughing about it.
You, you just found it. A
couple of days ago, I still didn't find it.
Now you're like, we're pushing it out to the world now. Everybody knows.
So yeah. How long have you two actually been together now?
Almost nine yeah. years it's next year.
A long
year.
Time.
Yeah.
Are you engaged,
yeah.
married?
We're engaged.
We're engaged.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, babe. The fuck's going yeah. on, bro?
Well, do you know what, right?
It was so sweet as well.
We got engaged because I do want to marry her, but
it came out of the window.
Oh, I can't
but we don't want to get married until we're literally
millionaires.
Probably. But you know, I have got visions of a wedding, and
we want a country wedding.
I know what wedding she wants. You know, it'll be a country wedding.
Haystacks, pieces, lorries, and stuff. Trucks, cowgirl boots,
yeah.
hats. Yeah. All the men are going to be dressed as cowboys. I don't know how I'd contain myself.
Yeah. Do you remember the cowboy boots you bought me?
Yeah.
That I'd never ever wear.
Yeah, Gage's got a pair of cowboy boots.
Have you really?
Do you want to go off and show you?
Yes.
Right, 2 minutes. Right. 2 minutes.
Yeah. So you had a cowboy wedding?
Yes.
Cowboy wedding.
And so that's why you had to hit the millie.
Yes, because it probably...
Cost a milli.
It will either be expensive or not expensive, because we could use hay bales as chairs.
But you could.
Well, that's what I mean.
But then you've got so many friends now in like all different
in
aspects.
The country yeah. style.
In the country style.
Look at that.
Look at those.
Get them on, Gage.
Are they from the cowboy shop?
They are from a cowboy shop.
Right, so wait a minute. I've got a story. Don't touch them yet! Wait a minute. So. Liv bought me these back because she said every guy needs a pair of cowboy boots and every guy has a pair. Have you got a pair?
I haven't.
All right.
I
well, you were lying.
No, I didn't. It was a pure girl math again because it was buy a pair, get two free.
So everyone watching the video on YouTube, these are my cowboy boots, but they don't go with anything like in the UK style.
No.
So unless you've got a Texas, I might wear them.
You need a checkered button shirt
yeah.
with your jeans.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Are these hot? Would you buy me in these, Nicole?
Yeah, if you were wearing the right clobber.
The right clobber?
Yeah, not my trackies and like a hoodie.
Absolutely not, no. Cowboy
hat. I think they're going with them jeans.
Some darker jeans, maybe.
Yeah, darker jeans.
I don't know.
The thing is, look who made them.
I know, I just noticed the name.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Had to buy them. Yeah. It was meant to be.
Yeah, so I'll bang these on now for you, my cowboy boots.
Oh, don't, because I might start getting
down.
Moist.
Yeah. It could work, couldn't it? I don't know. So you know I'm a big fan of Crocs, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Big Croc man.
I don't know if you know, but since I've started buying Crocs.
Oh my God, no, I saw them.
Now,
cowboy Crocs.
You've got some running Crocs.
I've got some running Crocs, but Crocs are bringing out cowboy boots as well.
Are you joking?
Well, the stock price is
You're not
Crocs.
Coming to me wedding in Croc cowboy boots.
You can come.
He's got resorted those boots for our wedding.
Yeah.
These were purposely bought for your wedding. We already knew
I
this.
That.
Can I feel them?
Have you got cowgirl boots?
That's
I
a
have,
nice
yeah.
leather.
They were buy one, what's get two free.
Oh, amazing.
Nine.
Oh, these are, what size are these?
A 12.
12. There you go. Well, come on, mate.
Is that what size foot you are?
Yeah, it's not true. Yeah. Where have you learned? It's not true.
Is it not true?
No. It stinks and that's about it.
There we go. Yeah, they're too big.
Nice boots, aren't they?
They're huge.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Size 12 feet. God.
Yes, I've got some cowboy boots. So.
So whenever you're ready
to get married,
we're all yeah,
I am definitely. Absolutely ready. Look, can you next time you go away, can you give me a cowboy hat, please?
Cowboy hat
yeah.
and a gun.
a gun as well.
I'm all in.
A plastic tie gun.
That's it, yeah.
So I was speaking to a friend, I can't remember, a few weeks ago, and I just had a random thought that morning about, because I have been thinking, like, lately, you know, about us getting married. And
have
like,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And I did think to myself, we've got, like, two different sets of friends now. We've got like swinger friends, and we've got like, and obviously everyone knows what we do.
I think we've got more swinger friends than we have normal friends.
Have you? Yeah.
So,
did you hear about what happened at one of our friends' birthday parties?
No.
Up in Manchester,
the swingers turned the non-swingers into swingers.
No, it was a case of that the swinger friends were there to have a good time, but you know how people are in the lifestyle; they're very open-minded and just kind of a little partying.
Yeah,
the non. Lifestyle people didn't like it, and most of the family walked out.
So this is what I was thinking. I was thinking we're going to have a lot of swingers there.
I know.
And we're going to have family there. But I'm happy for everyone to just go and
play. Do your
play
family know that you're in the lifestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no issue then, is
there? There's no issue. But I just think it would be absolutely hilarious. I think it'd be hilarious on our wedding day if, like, people, like, our family see you guys arrive together and then see you necking on with someone else. They'd be like, absolutely.
I thought there were two separate invitations, and I thought you were going to send one out to your family
going, this is what's happening,
and then one out to your swinger friends going, just to let you know, you are invited, but you have to be on your best behaviour.
I just want to throw it all into the mix and see what happens.
Yeah, but just to confirm for all the audio listeners and all that good stuff, we, as people in lifestyle, are not animals, are we? We can conduct ourselves properly.
I don't know.
No, we can. So if you think of Rag Into the Lifestyle, don't worry. The events aren't like
mega.
Unless you want them to be.
Unless Ben says, this is what I want at my wedding.
But even if it's people you know, like, that have come to your wedding, even if it did get mad, I'm the kind of person, I'd be like, can I just check your certs first?
Yeah. And then you see your family members getting involved and mixing with the swingers. You're like,
I'm just saying, what if you saw me speaking to your mum?
I'd knock you out.
And then she was like, iron me up. I'm just saying, if you want to mix a pie, guys.
I mean, you could have them cowboy boots on, so it could happen.
It could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
So at what point did it get to where you both had this conversation of getting into the lifestyle?
So actually, we watched the first season of Open House with Jess and Mike in it.
Yeah.
And as we were sat there watching it, we were on separate sofas, as we do. Yeah. And I just turned around to him and I just said, would you ever try anything like that? Inside, I was shitting myself. Like, you know when you think you want to ask something and it comes out loud?
Yeah.
I've asked it now.
You're just asking in your head. Yeah. You're like, I didn't expect that to come out.
Yeah, but he nodded. He just went, yeah? And he was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then that was it, end of the conversation. And then...
Did you not overthink, though, when he was like, yeah, and you was like, well, why does he want to sleep with other women? Well, am I not good enough? Did you have that?
I'm not like that.
You know, I just... Yeah.
Because I knew in my head I'd want to try.
Yeah.
And then for him to say yes as well, I was like, fucking hell. But I just left it at that, didn't say anything, just carried on watching it. And then it was about 3 days later, we were in town on one Saturday morning, just having a coffee. We had no plans. And he turned around and he was like, there's an event on at Vanilla.
Well, so a bit of a backstory, right?
So take it back.
So... obviously, I was a lorry driver at the time, and I used to drive past Vanilla Alternative most days. And me and my mate Tom, we used to always like wonder what happens in there.
Yeah.
Like, we're so intrigued. It's a swingers club, and not all the drivers are the same. Like, God, we're just going by VA. Like,
because it is literally just, right on the A1. If anybody's not being it, it's literally you drive past it and it's a massive sign outside isn't it?
And it was always intriguing. And then obviously...
it was like a nice screen parlor or something.
So obviously, she had asked me, like, and we'd spoke about it and stuff like that, like opening up. And then I'd followed them on socials and stuff, been on their website. And then I was like, look, there's an event on tonight. Should we just go? And we were literally sat in a coffee shop that day with no plans for the evening. And we just went, yeah, all right. We went home, got ready. We booked ourselves in and we just went there. And it was the most nerve-wracking thing.
It was hot.
Olivia couldn't get out of the car first time we went to it.
We didn't. Yeah. We were watching everyone.
I was like, pull her out. I'm like, fucking cookie!
Especially because, like, you're like, who's going to be turning up there? You're like trying to watch people, aren't you? See who's going in.
I think, obviously, for anyone that hasn't done it, all you've heard is hear about it. Yeah. You assume it's just going to be old people. Hmm. So, obviously, we sat in the car watching everyone go in. I was like, oh, they're not my type. They're a bit old. And then we saw some young people go in and I was like, there's a young couple. There's another young couple.
They look normal.
They're nice. But yeah, we sat in the car for a good 15, 20 minutes. And then went to the door, and to make it even worse, they said, "Have you ever been here before?" And I was like, "No," quietly. And he shouts someone, he's like, "We've got newbies." And I was like, "Oh my God."
So I've been back in the alley. Freshman, over here.
Literally, he shouted it to everyone in the queue. "We've got newbies here, can you show them around?"
I'll just say, like, they were so welcoming. Mm. They showed us round.
They were.
They explained, you know, the rules and what to expect, and that there's no pressure. They really did, like, put a, you know,
yeah,
put
the,
a,
yeah, that really, like that. Really good, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd recommend, you know, that club to go to as a first.
So
time.
You went to the club, Yale tour.
Yeah.
Did you do anything that night, or were it just drinks and just? Did you speak to anyone?
Yeah,
we spoke to people. Like, we spoke to quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
And obviously, as the night goes on, everyone starts going into the rooms and into the pool rooms. And as we were walking around, I think when I looked into the pool room, because there's those big beds.
Oh, the hot tub, yeah.
It was full.
I'd never seen anything like it. There was just bodies everywhere. The pool was full of people having sex everywhere. In the pool, and there was floaters and stuff. I couldn't believe it.
Did you get turned on, but you said that was. That's it. Did your balls bulge out when you see it?
Oh, it's
mad in it.
It's mad. Like,
yeah.
Like, did you get turned on by it?
Not the. I don't know if I got turned. It was more. I was more shocked. Like, because I'd never seen that before. There was just so many naked people.
Like, before that.
It's like, all the guys that go in a couple, all the guys are like, "Fuck it, oh, this is fire, I'm down for this." And all the girls are like, "Oh my God, this is so shocking." Like,
the thing is,
it's a floor in the hot tub.
Was it the first time we went? We played with ourselves, didn't we? But we went down, you know, the dungeon bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was just riding you, and I turned round, and there was an old man just watching. He must have been about 60, and I looked back at Ben and I was like, "Ben, there's someone watching." And he was like, "Yeah, people do that here." And this bloke going behind us is like, "Oh, don't mind me, love, you keep going." Like, I didn't know how to feel. I was like, he's literally this far away from us.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's the thing with single guys in clubs, like, they will hang around, and like, I think through their head they kind of expecting you to turn around going, "I fancy another dick. You, come here.
Yeah.
You, come here."
Yeah, but there's some people do, though.
They do.
Some people do,
they
don't
do.
They? And
yeah.
It's like 50-50 chance, so I don't blame them for just understanding.
Yeah, no, we don't want a dick in your face, like, do you? Like, "Look, let me in."
We had that at Penthouse, didn't we?
Honestly.
We were in a private room with another couple, and I'd shut the door, obviously, that means. So for anyone who doesn't know, you close the door. People are very respectful at clubs and they don't come in, do they?
No.
So I shut the door and it was just us on our own, but it got hot in there. Like,
quick
ridiculous.
Question. Quick side question. Do you flop when you're hot?
Yeah.
Man, thank God for that.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
I think every man does.
Is it neck on you, not my back sometimes?
Yeah.
I thought that was just me at Vanilla.
No. I get dry mouth, if I'm hot, I'm just not in the game. I'm sorry.
You don't.
It's nothing to do with you.
Yeah,
it's hard
just
for men, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I
it
think is. It is. We always have that conversation how hard it is for you guys, and then you're like, you're not supposed to tell them, though.
No, don't mention it.
It's planted in the head,
yeah.
That's
so, it. So you're a penthouse, you close the door.
So I closed the door, it got hot, so I had to open it because I could not function.
Yeah.
So I opened the door, obviously, everyone comes in. Everyone was watching, I was like, whatever. So we carried on.
He says we carried on. Can I just clarify?
He was
fully in. I wasn't. I was pretty much just watching him because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So I would have happily have like just took someone else's dick.
Yeah.
So I'll let you carry on the conversation.
So some guy was like, "Oh, can I touch?" And I was like, "No," you know, because to be fair,
I'm thinking, fucking yes, please.
Yeah, but he looked like some taxi driver who just rocks
it. I didn't even look, but I was just sick of watching you having a great time.
Yeah.
So yeah. The other person had signed out by then, I'm guessing.
Pretty much. I think that was another learning curve, though.
Yeah.
So, again, we were new to it then.
Yeah.
And you could clearly tell I wasn't having the best of times.
Mm.
and he was right next to me. He just kept pounding this girl, and I'm just thinking, oh, I didn't have the balls to say anything to him.
Yeah,
it's really hard to like pluck up the courage, isn't it, and kind of be like, right.
Was it dark? Was it dark as well?
It's kind of like, it was light, but I didn't. I didn't want to let the other girl down as well. Like. Mm. It was really hard.
It's a difficult situation.
It is trying to like strategically tell that other person, like your husband, your partner, to be like...
That's why we've got cold words, right? I'm off to the bar for a lemonade.
And to be honest,
that's a perfect situation of using a cold word, but you don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
But having a cold word and you say, I'm off to the... Because obviously our old cold word, because everybody knows it now, is using a lemonade, but if it's like, I'm off to the bar for a lemonade, I know, oh, wait a minute, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've learned, you know, but that's what it is, isn't it? This whole journey has been a massive learning curve for us, and we've grown, our relationship has grown, like the trust, you know, the communication, because you have to, don't you?
Yeah. You have to talk, don't you?
So how did you get to be on Open House? That's like, I feel like that's the next question.
Do you know what? It was so random. We had only been speaking about maybe trying things out for a month.
Did you go to Vanilla Alternative and Penthouse before going on Open House or afterwards?
We went to Vanilla before.
Oh, okay. Then Penthouse. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, we'd only really spoken about it, and then we'd done that obviously one trip to Vanilla. Didn't do anything with anyone; it was just ourselves. And then I just got a random message from whoever does the social media side asking if you want to be part of this program. And we were up in Sunderland. Was it like? Oh, it was. No, when I've got the initial message, we were up in Sunderland at the beach. Yeah.
Mm.
And I just turned around to Ben. I was like, you'll never guess what. I've just had a message asking if we want to go on this open house. It's about like open relationships. But how, I don't get how they found me, because we weren't even in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
They troll social media.
But the fact that you were talking about it as well, it was like came up at the perfect time. Like, hang on a minute, like this is actually meant to be, really.
But the way they do it is they'll find an influencer in that situation, in that industry, and then they'll go and see who's following them.
Yeah.
Because there's already an interest there. So somebody could have gone through your following, Olivia, and gone, oh, they look all right, let's
they're interested.
Yeah.
So you said to me about it, and I said, we were at a point that week we were away. I was on the verge of leaving my job, wasn't I? It was that same week, wasn't it? Because we were doing well on OS.
Yeah.
And I said, just go for it. Let's do it. And we were all in, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember the first time. You guys rocked up. Because your first party at Open House, me and Olivia wasn't there.
Delayed by one day, wasn't we? They all left and left us in the travel lodge for the next day, and they'd all had their first social with you guys.
Yeah.
And we missed out on that because we were arriving the next day into the bunker bins and things.
The amount of more banter, because we turned up, unpacked our stuff in our little bunker bin. They were like, yeah, you're going to a party. And that's that first time we got there. It was you guys. And we got pissed. I was like, oh, here we go. This is the wife and girls coming in, taking everybody fucking out.
They've only just arrived. Yeah. And I've been here for a night.
Yeah.
Do you know what's mad? Because obviously we'd been following you guys on TikTok and possibly Instagram before then.
Yeah.
So I felt like I knew yous. Whereas yous had never met us. So when I first saw yous there, I was sat in the back bit before coming out, I was like,
this is the wife.
But then came to a realization, I was like, hang on a minute, they don't even know us.
Yeah. I know her.
Yeah.
And I was just, yeah, I shit myself for just a small minute. I was like, oh, hang on, they don't know us, man.
But it's a scary process, isn't it? I think I think you'd agree, it's like a bubble at Open House, and you're chatting to so many different people, and it must be so nerve-wracking for you guys to go, we're into Gage and Olivia. And they're like, yeah, go ask them then. And it's like...
I know, literally.
You know, people turn around and like, nah, you're all right, thanks. Like,
and it's on camera.
It's on camera as well. Oh. Like,
and everyone's really watching. Like, everyone at the party, even though they're pretending to have their own conversations, everyone's earwigging as to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, exactly. But there were definitely... As soon as we saw you, we were like, they're a bit of us.
Yeah. I know, because they put yous right in the far corner, like, they always fucking pretty did. Much away they from always, everyone else.
They always did.
So when we first walked in, yous were all the way over there. But I clocked you straight away because obviously I'd followed you for a while and I was like, shit.
Yeah. And God, they did pause at the back all the time, didn't they? And
the stopped always seems to be in the corner.
And the stopped us going. Talking. And the stopped us going to like some parties.
Yeah,
because you just cleaning up.
Honestly, just fucking every night. You know, like
that. It was the Olivia and Gage show.
We got benched for like 2 days, didn't we? Yeah. We were literally benched for two days at one point, and we were like,
well, that's not fair.
They're like, Gage, save some pussy for the rest of it.
But I liked how, when it came to edit, they put our episode at the end on a really good way. It was like a feel good moment.
Yeah.
We felt good about meeting you guys, and you was like on this high about meeting us. And
it was a fantastic time.
It was
successful.
Yeah, I felt like even though we'd spoke to each other for only like literally 2 minutes, I felt there were a genuine connection there, wasn't there already?
Yeah.
The conversation was just, it was flowing so easily. And then I feel like there was just, even in that short amount of space, there was just so many like similarities. And I was like,
You just know, don't you, when you meet a couple? You just kind of just of that thing. And that's what I was saying to you on Open House. Like, what's really important for me is like me and you connect, and
I was just about to say the
trust and the respect for each other.
Yeah.
And that's what I found in you guys. So
I
love that.
Yeah.
That is important. I think for guys especially, you know, that was one thing when I came into this, I thought, you know, I've got to be able to get on with a guy. Because that's, you know, you're letting another guy sleep with your partner. So you need to have that respect.
I've got a question for you, and it's probably going to be really, really personal, and if I cross any boundaries, I'm sorry, but do you always wear your socks while you're shopping?
Yes,
you do.
Yes.
What's the reason behind that?
No.
Do you not like your feet, or?
No, I've got nice feet. Nicole says I've got lovely nice feet toys.
I've heard you don't catch feelings if you wear your socks. Is this true?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can you show the camera your feet?
Because that's one thing.
No, your actual toes.
My actual feet. No, I've got. I won't give.
There's
gonna
be some guys out there going fucking get their feet. Out. Just
sit,
get their feet out.
No, it's just, do you know what? I don't know. I don't like taking them off. Like, if
because
it's something everyone takes the piss out of now.
It's like my thing now.
It's just,
it's my thing. So I do keep my socks on.
You just
own
it now. Like, you can't.
I bet they call him Ben the Sock. That's, you know, it's the mafia name, Ben the Sock. But when I call Ben the Sock, no one knows why.
Honestly, even when we do content, he will, like, in the truck, he will just, like, he'll keep his socks on and he will just pull joggers down. And I'm like, can you just get naked? Yeah. Like, get your socks off at least.
Because it did a pop, like a good 5 seconds of your
my
feet.
Sock.
It's your hour episode.
They're
and your feet's
socks.
Like giving it like that. Olivia's riding you.
Yeah.
They look good, like fresh white socks and
fresh
that.
White socks.
But I've noticed that you do always wear your socks.
Yeah,
like,
in all our content, you'll notice that I have my socks on.
Mate, keep it. Train
and do you know what? I actually watched a podcast with Kieran Lee, and he said one of his secrets to keeping it up is keeping his socks on.
Do you know what?
All right.
Nah, there's method of the madness there, because when my toes get cold, I've noticed blood rushes to my toes and not my cock.
Yeah.
So keep maybe that's
so be... You're going to have to keep your socks on.
Now. I might keep my socks on.
But then,
there you go.
In that, like, if you do get hot, that is the first thing that I take off is my socks, if I get hot.
Yeah.
So when you get hot, maybe it's... Because you've got your socks on.
I think more guys need to wear the socks in bed, because I've seen some fear in my time. Like, you know, when people are walking barefoot and you're like, oh, he looks like a gremlin on his fucking... Ugh.
It's when you walk, but you're especially bad. You don't take your sliders or anything or flip-flops to clubs.
Nah, bro, don't that fucking floor, that's
right. You're like walking around the club with your bare feet and it's like...
Yeah, but do you know what looks really weird? When boxer shorts and shiny, like... business shoes. How fucking much of a creep would you look like?
That is weird.
Like wearing proper shoes.
Yeah.
Fuck that, Ben.
Cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Box shorts and cowboy boots.
That would weekend,
I was going to say, that's better than like...
Tiny whiteys and cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Yeah? Tiny whiteys, not boxers?
From a girl's
point of view. Like my friends?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I have to wear what, I don't know if you know, but I'm getting a vasectomy in January, and I will bring up every podcast, just to let you know. But I have to wear Y-fronts for about four. The procedure's that severe. I'm going to be out of action for about 8 weeks in a wheelchair.
Eight weeks.
So my mate of mine's had this done, right?
Did he survive?
He's all right. He's not the same guy anymore.
Is he not?
He's not quite the same man.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. He's fine.
But Gage has actually opted in to the one that he actually has to be put to sleep.
Oh, I would as well. I ain't staying awake for shit.
Well, I've got, right, so I'm going to go through the NHS, but because of the climate of the NHS, it's not so good. I've been waiting two and a half years, so I thought I'll just go private. So I paid 180 quid for 4 minutes of this doctor's time, right?
Oh my God.
He basically asked, not even fucking notes down. And he went, right, what do you want? I said, look, I'm here for a vasectomy. He went, that's cool. He goes, do you know what the procedure involves? I went, yeah, you kind of, you know, just get the tubes out and you burn them. And he's like, yeah. He goes, I need to ask you a few questions, though. And he's like, you're happily married? I was like, nah. And he was like, that's fine. He went, do you want any more kids? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, cool, we'll get it booked in then, right? So then, I'm joking, by the way, Nicole.
I'm looking at you.
I'm happily married. And I was like, yeah. He goes, do you want any more kids? I was like, nah. And what they do is, I thought they'd cut like your ball sack open and like plop a testicle out and put it on you, like for safekeeping, and then do all the tubes. It's only two small cuts. Isn't it?
It's like a whole little hole.
It's not even that. And then they get the tube out and then they chop it and then burn either end off.
Right.
But do you know what he said? He goes, it can reconnect. He goes, your body does this thing where if it actually comes close together, it'll reconnect and heal itself.
Oh.
How mad is that?
You could go through all this.
And you could end up...
And you could end up still needing another one.
Danny Gage could come back, you know what I'm saying?
Danny Gage.
God, that is...
Do you know what? It's one thing that I don't think I could ever get done because I don't even like if a girl goes down on me, I hate having my balls played with.
Can we talk about this?
I hate it.
Ben, can we talk? Sorry, girls. There's 2 seconds.
Do girls think that...
Like sucking the testicle.
It's like not that. Good.
It's not that nice. Vigorous.
It's not connected. Like lick it and
like
kiss
a little,
it.
Little, no, but like a lick.
Yeah, lick it.
Maybe a lick, but like...
Do you know your asshole being licked?
If someone... puts my balls in their mouth, I feel so vulnerable. Like, they can just bite them off. And I'll just, get them out of your mouth.
It's like when they put the full testicle in your mouth and they're pulled down.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's connected.
Oh, I don't do that.
No.
You just don't play with them anymore because you know.
You've got to flick them on the end.
I like how Ben, like, swerved that, like, other question, though. Do you like your arsehole being licked?
Do you like your arsehole being licked?
No, I don't.
Lick an arsehole.
She wouldn't lick an arsehole. I wouldn't lick an arsehole.
I wouldn't lick a man's arsehole.
You're a freak.
Do you lick a man's arsehole?
She loves it.
Listen.
She's got the nickname the arsehole creeper. Right? Because she'll always navigate to an arsehole at some point.
You've never been near mine.
No.
Is this something that
you... Arsehole creeper, you don't know it's coming back.
I'm going to say, to be fair, the only guy I've licked is yours, unless somebody's asked for it, I suppose.
Preach.
But then, when you're in like a threesome, maybe with another girl, and you just want to get in there, and you're like fucking them, and I'm like,
and she's the only
thing is available is their arsehole.
Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't mind licking a girl's arsehole. I feel like girls are cleaner.
Yeah.
Men's are hairy, and I'm putting my...
I'm quite considerate, you know, to my arsehole.
I might lick your arse then. Who knows? But can I just say, I've never ever had anyone lick my arsehole until you.
Honestly, I was
really taken back. I didn't know how to feel about it.
How did you feel about it?
It's really good.
It's actually really good. Just give it a chance.
And this was on Open House.
Was it?
Yeah. What was it?
Because I've got this signature move, right, where if you're on the end of the bed and I'm on my knees,
That was exactly it.
That's it.
And I was like, oh my God, he's gone for the bum hole.
And I kept going.
I'm not too sure, but maybe that's
all right.
You've got to turn your arsehole in at some point in your life. I'm sorry.
But you do. Yeah. You're from like arsehole to minge, like the whole
thing. It's seamless, isn't it? I might trademark it.
That's it. It's how good it is.
That's the gauge move. That's
the gauge move. That's the gauge move. Yeah. So
less about assholes. What's in the pipeline for you guys in the future? Are you carrying on doing OnlyFans? Are you going to try get on more TV shows? Fame and Fortune?
To be honest, the TV shows, I personally, I'm not that fussed about doing them anymore.
What?
I think if we got asked to do the whole resident thing for Open House, I'd well be up for that.
Yeah.
But it just depends what it is. I don't want to be going doing TV shows that we've got no interest in just to be on TV.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's not really us, but...
But you could eventually have your own TV show if you're trucking.
Yeah. Do you know what?
It's not about spin-off, is it?
Yeah.
If we got approached for TV around the trucking side, I'd actually be more than happy to do that.
Do you know what I'd do it about, though? I'd have it more female-orientated.
Yeah.
Only because I've always wanted to show women that they can do any job, no matter how masculine that job might look or be. Females can do it too, and sometimes we can do it better.
Mm.
But
she can back a trailer.
Yeah. You brought that back. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm well good at backing trailers.
Yeah. So I used to drive trucks in the army as well.
Oh, did you?
I've got a full license, coats and trucks and stuff like that.
And these 15 tonners and stuff.
Everything. I'll show you my driving license. I'll have surprises, you know.
We'll have to get you on the YouTube one day.
One day. Yeah. How do you start this fucking thing?
Please get you in a truck. When was the last time you drove a truck, Gage?
Oh.
He's like, bringing it up. He's like, I can drive everything. When was the last time you drove anything bigger than a car?
Are you wanting a fight? Why are you calling me up?
We were going to turn up in the lorry, you know.
That'd be quite funny.
It did cross my mind.
Did it?
Yeah.
But then I thought you might be in a 7.5-ton limit zone.
Yeah. That'd be quite funny, to be fair.
Next time.
But reversing a truck with a trailer is fucking complicated because you have to do the opposite of where you want the trailer to go, right? My brain doesn't work like that. Or pass the test, I don't know.
Do you know when you get used to driving an Arctic, like reversing an Arctic? So I've driven Arctics for about 6 years now, and only a couple of months ago, they put me in a rigid lorry and I shit myself. Like, I had to go to this place, back this rigid lorry onto a bay, and you think, like, you just do the same as you drive in a car. But when you're looking behind you and you know you're in a lorry, your brain can't...
Yeah,
it's weird.
I could not back that rigid lorry onto this bay to save my life. I had some man helping me.
Olivia's like, oh my god.
Just not turn you on a little.
No. trucks.
Would you have sex in a truck though?
Hey.
We've got two beds in our truck.
Hey. Two?
We've got bunk beds.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's the name of your haulage firm? Oh, we're not saying that.
Truck Class Haulage.
Truck Class Haulage.
Yeah, we're on Instagram.
So truck, that's what you're concentrating on, your YouTube, your trucking. Yeah.
And we're still, you know.
Your OF.
We've still got that going, but I just think OnlyFans we see is that having, it's got a lifespan, hasn't it? It's got an expiry date.
It's so... whether you want to as well, like you've got an option now if you want to leave it. You can because you've then concentrated on something else now.
Yeah, I think that was the whole idea because we're both into trucks. We're both truck drivers, so if we ever got to that point where we didn't want to do OnlyFans anymore, the last thing I wanted to do was have to go back to work for someone else. Yeah. So this is why we're setting
our own up. Do you imagine doing a 9-to-5
now? Oh, no, God, no.
It's mad when you think about it, isn't it? Like,
I couldn't imagine.
Gives me nightmares.
Doing that again.
I did say that to you the other day. I was like, would you ever go back in the army? It's like, fuck off.
Could you go back?
No. It's shit, buddy.
Man.
You get to look like shit.
When you look back at it now, I'm like, what the fuck were I to do in my life? I wish I'd done something. Do you know what?
Getting screamed at by fucking higher ranks.
I take it back because it's good in the terms of I joined when I was 16 and I think it teaches you the right things to kind of set you up.
But it doesn't. So I think, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but I think a lot of people will leave the army and they don't have the necessary life skills because in the army, you get everything, a lot of things done for you, don't you?
Yeah.
Like your house, is it, all your bills.
It's in a bubble as well.
Yeah, it's like a bubble. Yeah.
So when you come out,
it's not like the real world.
You don't,
like,
you don't get given life skills and things like that, and everybody seems to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, yeah. I remember when I used to work in a call center selling fuel cards, and I got told off for telling a joke. It was a bit dark, don't get me wrong. But in the army, it'd have flown quite well, probably got me promoted. But, you know, in his call center, I can't say it. But, you know, it's kind of that sort of stuff where you have to adjust. And I was out for two, I joined for, I think I did five, left for two, and then did six up here in Lincoln. And I think I was more ready to come out when I...
Yeah.
In about two years ago, wasn't it?
So was you two together the whole time you was in the army?
Yeah.
So did you ever leave Olivia for like months on end?
Went to Belize, didn't I? Did a bit of jungle fighting with monkeys and snakes and stuff. And
you did juggle.
It was an holiday.
You were like, Liv, I've got this opportunity to go to Belize, jungle warfare training. I'll get extra money, so I'll get to pay off some credit cards. And I'm like,
what's in the casino?
Yeah, you came back with more debt than you left with.
Oh,
dear.
Nicely done.
Hey, typical
swallow,
though, isn't it? Typical swallow, yeah. Ben, always keep my socks on, regardless. But guys, thank you so much for watching this podcast. Please follow us on Instagram at SwingHub and on Twitter at SwingHub. We're not actually at SwingHub on Instagram. No, we're at SwingHub app. SwingHub on Instagram app. And SwingHub on Twitter. What's your Instagram, guys?
Trucker Baddie
94 on Instagram, Trucker Baddie on YouTube, and then we've also got the Nicole and Ben on Instagram.
Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Until next time, guys. Peace.
I've got us all a scratch card each. I thought we could scratch.
Let's do it. All right, we'll do it as a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He's not the, guys, if you're just watching this, we did wrap it up and we've got to do some stuff. So you brought us a gift.
Just a small one.
Just a fun little thing.
Right, is there any rules to this? So for all the audio listeners, Ben and Nicole have brought us scratch cards. How much are the pound ones off that?
£2. Sherry,
can we some big money? Have we got any pennies?
Do you know what it is? I felt lucky all week and I thought I want to share that look with Gage and Olivia.
Oh, have you got any coins? Because it's
but if you win, no.
Right? If we win, we're splitting it four ways. Is that right? Yeah.
No, you don't have to.
£250,000 and be like, slide it into his pocket, and going, "Nah, I'm all right." Olivia, go on, you can pick first.
Thank you.
Go on, Gage.
Pick a winner. You can win £120,000 richer.
Okay, here we go.
I tried to pick quick ones. Because some of them can be quite complicated.
None of us are going to win shit. That you can't dump balls.
This is just in case. So, hey, Ben, Santa King size.
Easier to get on.
They've changed my life, man.
I'll have to get on it.
It's
do you think I'm worthy of a king size?
You are, mate. You are. Right, you can have a nut ball.
I've got a key.
Wherever this key's from, I have no idea.
Here, Nicole, you can have a nut ball.
I'll use a nut.
You've got a coin. Nut.
There you go. You set my
I've got. I've got one of your old earrings in here. Do you want to use that?
Oh, look what else I have. Actually.
Oh, I've got another bolt as well. Here we go, two bolts
and a 20p.
Right, we're on a win. Yeah. Have you brought us a gift?
Bigger stickers.
All right.
We've got a sticker.
Hey. Right, I'm going to let you place that somewhere on our shelf.
Ooh. Oh, I can't do that. Your shelf's so nice.
Where are you putting it?
I can't put it on your shelf.
Oh, so we'll I think...
Can I put it here?
There we go. Yeah, look. There we go.
I'm gonna pull out my card.
You're putting on the card.
Right, we're doing these scratch cards. So
game one.
We can win 120,000. Right, game one. Here we go. Right, so let's talk the audio listeners through it because I've got a clean ball.
I've got a boot.
I've got a plant.
I've got a clover.
I didn't win on that one.
So you have to match the winning symbol to any of your symbols to win a prize.
No.
Do you know what my problem is? I don't read them.
No.
And then it's game two. is winning symbol, your symbols. Oh, so they're the same. The same. I don't like them really complicated scratch cards.
No, that's why I've got easy ones.
What's going on here? So I've got a glove.
No.
Oh, my God.
Three.
Someone's got to win.
Come on, even a pound, guys.
Joking. Oh, I'm on game four. No way.
This is a fucking scam. I'm not being funny, but you come on our podcast, we invite you on, and you give us fucking scammy scratch cards.
No.
Did you win? Everybody win?
I didn't win anything, I don't think. No.
Do you know what a man with a good mindset would do right now? He'd go and buy more.
I've won £30.
No, you have not.
Have you? We have got a present for you.
Yeah,
and this is
for you guys. So this is from Love Honey.
What?
Wow.
So speaking with my partnership with Love Honey, thank you, Love Honey. You're the best. And this is for you guys as a tokens digester for coming on to the podcast. Love Honey as well. So
wow,
have an advent calendar from us guys.
It's an advent calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What do you think? You want like a 12-inch dildo?
It's probably got
one
in there.
Oh my God! Jesus, look at this.
So you've got a toy each day.
Livia, in her last calendar, got this paddle that she's obsessed with and she likes to
Got a little paddle.
God.
And I got the best mini vibrator ever. Like,
you take it to work,
I take it to work.
It's like a pun maker in seconds.
Yeah, it's really good. So I'm excited to see what's in there.
The question is are you going to be like a kid at Christmas and open them all up at once? Or are you going to actually do it day by day?
No, I'm actually very regimented.
Yeah?
Day by day.
That's it.
I might vlog it on my just on Instagram story every day and tag you with
it. Make sure you tag Love Honey as well and just make sure.
I'll tag Love Honey.
It was part of the deal.
You're welcome, guys.
We're actually going now, aren't we? We're actually leaving you all, guys.
We're doing one more plug.
We don't need to do another plug, but guys. Thank you so much for watching this podcast, and peace. Peace.